Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.
Repeat after me. The US dollar is obsolete. The US dollar is obsolete. The US dollar is obsolete. A cashless society would be a vast improvement over the crude system we know today. This concludes today's indoctrination lesson, for the betterment of all mankind. The Chad Olson Show thanks you for your cooperation. Goodbye.
Gold is the best investment of the century, growing over 500% since 2001. But right on cue, the pundits on Wall Street are again saying the gold rush is now over. Mind you, they said the same thing when gold prices topped 500 and 1,000. What the founding fathers referred to as the friends of paper money have been dead wrong on gold for a decade. Well, Swiss America has been right on the money. Why? Because we understand gold is real money. It's no longer just a commodity. And now 90 experts all agree gold is going much higher. Call Swiss America for their new report, Gold Rush is No Bubble. It's free. Call now toll free 866-883-2714. That's 866-883-2714. In today's uncertain world, gold is a wealth preserver, period. Is gold in a bubble? Call toll free 866-883-2714. 866-883-2714 for their new report, Gold Rush is No Bubble.
The Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show.
What are you doing, Billy?
Oh, nothing. I'm just trying to decide what to buy with my $2.
Well, what seems to be the problem?
Well, everything's getting more and more expensive.
Billy, that's why you need the new Obama personal printing press.
The new Obama personal printing press? That sounds great.
That's right, America. New from Scamco, the Obama personal printing press, better known as the OP3. With inflation running out of control, we decided, why let Ben Bernanke have all the fun? When you're short on cash, do like the feds do. Just take out your Obama personal printing press and print up however much money you need.
I don't know. My grandpa always said we're supposed to budget wisely and learn the value of the dollar and save for a rainy day and all that.
Don't be ridiculous, Billy. With the Obama personal printing press, those days of hard choices and tight budgets are over forever. Now let's get that soda pop and candy bar taken care of. Here we go. There's another $5 for you thanks to the Obama personal printing press.
Attention shoppers. Due to currency manipulation in aisle 4, store prices are now 50% higher than marked. Thank you.
Mister, that sounds like a ripoff. Now prices are even higher and... Look, my dollar bill is shrinking.
Oh, don't worry your little head about that, Billy. As long as we have the Obama personal printing press fired up, how about throwing in that bicycle, maybe a couple of chainsaws, and maybe three or four of those new Apple iPods you like so much?
Well...
Oh, stop being such a sissy boy, Billy. Don't you want to do business like the federal government?
Attention shoppers. All store prices have just been increased 200%.
Mister, my dollar keeps getting smaller and smaller. It's shrinking again.
Billy, you're such a killjoy. What could possibly be bad about an invention that gives free money to everybody anytime they want it? Now sing with me. You down with QE3? Yeah, you know me. You down with QE3? Yeah, you know me. Free money for everybody.
Mister, turn that thing off before you kill everybody in the whole store.
The makers of the Obama personal printing press are not responsible for mass chaos, Weimar Republic-style inflation, or societal breakdown. Batteries sold separately.
Mister, my dollar's getting smaller.
The Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show.
And I just wanted to call and make a comment about the Chad Olson Show. That is that it is amazing. What you're doing with that programming is amazing.
He can articulate better than any talk show host I have ever heard, even better than Rush Limbaugh.
The Chad Olson Show.
He is smart. He's on top of it.
He's a brilliant man. He's He's well-read. He's very intelligent.
I'm just amazed by that. He inspires me.
The Chad Olson Show. Chad Olson Show.
Hey! One man, one goal. One mission.
Show in the podcast page at ShadOlsonShow.com. That's www.ShadOlsonShow.com. Log on now.
On a hippie trailhead full of zombies.
Shad Olson Show.
I met a strange lady. She made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast.
Men in America seem very different from what they used to be. Anyone over 40 knows this. The changes are dramatic. You can't help but notice. Could those changes have something to do with the unprecedented drop in testosterone levels that scientists have measured repeatedly? And by the way, if that's happening, why is it happening? And so on. There's so many questions like this, but we rarely talk about any of them. Instead, we're told repeatedly to avert our gaze from the obvious and turn instead to CNN's latest fixation, whether it's a Chinese flu virus or George Floyd or some forgettable border dispute in eastern Ukraine. These are the issues they tell us we must care about. But they're wrong. These are not the most important issues. They're just news stories. The only remarkable thing about them is our willingness to believe they're more important than, say, Americans living outdoors on the sidewalk or whether or not our own children get married. There's something a little scary about watching this happen. It's like an entire population transfixed by issues that ultimately don't really matter.
Well, there are times when I feel that Tucker Carlson and I, if not sharing the same brain, we certainly share the same celestial cord in the ether that is transmitting elemental truth about things that actually do matter in the perpetuation of a healthy and thriving civilization. I've talked before about missed opportunities and missed appointments societally with the destiny of a culture. And the prices, the opportunity cost prices that we pay, the price tags that are attached to the arrested development that happens to a population, when we get distracted, when there's injections of shiny objects into the population, whether it be cell phones or smartphones or whatever the case may be, that occupy the time and the attention of the population to such a degree. And Tucker mentions it in the form of mainstream media news fixation and the fear porn that is constantly pumped by the mainstream media, MSNBC, CNN, and all the rest. I've talked before about the giant asteroid example or the polar shift example, where there are opportunity costs that happen when human potential and intellectual potential is diverted in ways that can only have a predictable outcome on the degree to which the best and brightest in the population self-actualize in a way that's necessary for them to contribute at their fullest extent and to the fullest of their potential in order to help the rest of us with problems that are inevitable and that will only be transformed successfully by the species. I'm talking about extinction level events. The only way that we're going to respond substantively and effectively to extinction level events in the future and be able to leapfrog those and hurdle those as a population, the only way that we get past those is if we're hitting on every single cylinder intellectually and from a sheer performance standpoint, creatively, and all the rest of it. And I'm very sorry to say that when it comes to those kind of topics, diversity is not our strength. Diverse civilizations that sit and talk all the time about color of skin and are diverted and distracted by these idiotic arguments that we're having constantly about whether or not we should be pulling down statues of Abraham Lincoln in the year 2020 because, well, now the great emancipator is seen as being too racist
simply because he was a white man. Those kind of arguments are gender studies in the Ivy League are not going to help us deal technologically with the challenges that are facing humankind and that are going to be potential slate wipers heading forward. And I can't help but reference tyrannical democide as the greatest threat that I believe the population faces, and that under the direction of artificial intelligence in this present digital age. There are problems that are going to be needing to be solved, and problems that will need to be solved by this population in order to make sure that the human civilization can continue, flourish, and thrive for centuries and millennia to come, if that be God's will and God's plan. That it simply can't happen if people with the intellectual horsepower necessary to solve those problems are busy having arguments about whether or not men can truly have babies. This is the idiocy and the lunacy, and it's the intentional arrested development of the species in order to make us miss appointments, miss the appointment with the great asteroid and the solutions to the great asteroid that might have been thought up by Billy or Bobby or Susie or Jane if they hadn't had their noses buried in their cell phone that's telling them that, well, you know, even men can have babies and men have cervixes and men have vaginas and periods and the rest of the non-science lunacy that's being pumped into the ears of children in public education as the mediocrity enforcement cubicles rob them of their creativity and their analytics and their critical thinking capacity that's going to be necessary to ensure that the human civilization is able to flourish, survive, and thrive into the future. Missed appointments in the future are waiting for us on the basis of the inability of the population to transcend this attempt at arrested development and actually self-actualize in the way that free market economies and competition always produces in the crucible of human existence. See, when people get to compete for their ideas and when we have competition in the intellectual marketplace that's not governed by color lines, but is simply governed by competence and intelligence and talent and ability and actual intellectual giftedness, that competition produces solutions and raises the quality and the standard of living for the entirety of the population through the innovation and the advancements in technology that are made possible by the smartest and the best and the brightest who might be applying their talents to something other than the next social media platform, so that the rest of us can sit around and argue about whether boys have a penis and girls have a vagina. We are being forced into an arrested development matrix system that is destroying the creativity and the intellectual capacity of the individual to such a degree that we cannot help but miss the appointments that are waiting for us in future decades, centuries, and millennia. Because we're busy arguing about artificial problems and problems that don't actually exist, but that are simply concocted and created by the elites in order to consolidate the power structure and to make sure that centralized government is able to concentrate its power even further and even to the greater benefit of the elite. And that's exactly what is happening in this great reset moment. When the giant asteroid is heading to Earth, what we need is all hands on deck with critical thinking unobstructed and the ability to problem solve and come up with solutions and out-of-the-box thinking that's grounded and rooted in actual science and not a diversity team that's going to sit there and we're all going to feel good about ourselves because there's a lesbian and a transgender and an African-American and an Asian-American. This kind of identity politics is going to be the death of the human race because it's simply the death of meritocracy and only meritocracy. Look at communist China. Only meritocracies are best suited for the continuation and survival of the human race because we're elevating the best ideas and we're elevating the brightest thinkers and we're elevating the smartest and the best and the smartest in the room to the top of the class so that they can do what they were created to do in the finding of solutions, instead of believing that everybody is created equal in every single aspect and dimension, which simply isn't true, any more than everybody was born to run a 9 flat 100 meters. Not everybody who is ever born is going to be running a 9.5 100-meter dash. In the same way that not everybody that was born is going to be scoring 34 on their ACT or better, and clearing academic hurdles in a single bound. And it's the death of that meritocracy that predicts very, very bad things for humanity as we head into challenges, both natural and synthetic, challenges of our own making. We are creating challenges for the species even as we speak in the inculcation of a population that is so mass mentally ill that we are a danger to ourselves, and we're a danger to the continuation and propagation of the species because people are so ignorant, so stupid, and so mentally deranged that they're not fit to continue to exist. And how we solve those problems is not going to be a coefficient of the diversity of whatever panel is in charge of coming up with the solutions. And I'm very sorry to those of you who worship the squad, but if you put AOC, Ayanna Pressley, Rashida Tlaib, and Ilhan Omar in a room and told them to solve any of the problems that actually face humanity, they are not capable of doing that on simple basis of the fact that they are mediocre to less in intellect, some of the stupidest people ever elected to high office, and certainly the least qualified that we've ever seen there. That in addition to the fact that they believe that communism is a good idea, even though it killed 320 million people from 1873 until present day. More as Tucker Carlson lays out just elemental truth about this very dire time of distraction and diverted attention in this present sphere.
How's it going to work out? Well, over time, probably not very well. Reality always reasserts itself. Twitter can ban all the thought criminals it wants, but in the end, Twitter is not in charge of the future. Nature is in charge of the future. If you want your country to continue, you have to answer nature's imperatives, which are the basics. Do you have enough water? Do you have a reliable food supply? Can you defend yourself from invaders? What are you using for energy? How are you producing things and keeping warm? Those are the essential questions that any civilization must ask. Those and one other. How many people do you want living in your country? The size of your population matters very much. The size determines a nation's character. It often determines its fate. Yet we don't talk much about the size of our population. We probably should. The United States is growing faster than most Americans understand. If you were born in 1969, as some of us were, you arrived in a country with a little over 200 million people in it. There are now 334 million people in it.
It's simple reality that if we're deprived of meritocracy, it's not going to be the best solutions that are brought to the table. It's going to be the people with the right color skin who are making the decisions, and as we bow and comply with this diversity quorum initiative, it's going to be people with very limited capacity in most cases. It's the Kamala Harris syndrome on steroids. When you choose people specifically for their gender and for the color of their skin, don't be surprised when they're incompetent, ignoramus, and they're not capable of doing the job you hired them to do. You did it to yourself. Hired an invalid as president and a woman of color as vice president, and the result is abject disaster. Intentional sabotage that very well may be fatal to this nation. Chad Olson Show, SOS Radio Network.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.